perhaps that we should ever let him put money again before we take the thing home to an ends of government.
Yo, welcome to the second Simply Bitcoin Live. I think this is what we're going to be doing for the future of the show. It's a lot more fun. There's a lot more audience interaction. It's just a better experience for us overall. But anyways, today we have a super special guest. We have Wicked Smart Bitcoin. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. How's it going? I'm doing well.
Awesome, dude. Happy to have you join us. And of course, my awesome co-host, the legendary Optimus Fields. What's up, dude?
What's up, Nico? What's up, plebs? We are here. We are live. And like I told you yesterday on BK, I didn't do my hair, but shout out to BTC Sessions because I'm wearing the hoodie to cover up my bad hair.
Dude, we gotta find out what Ben does to his hair to make it so awesome. I'm going to ask him next time I see him.
We should invite him on. Know.
You know, Wicked? Maybe. Anyways, guys, we have a very special show lined up for you guys today. We're going to talk about the recession. We're going to talk about, well, it's not officially a recession, I guess, if you listen to the news speak. We're going to talk about the Bukele Bitcoin bond situation. We got a hell of a show lined up. I'm super excited. Anyway, Opti, let's go to the numbers, bro. For
number time.
Brought to you by Noddle. They make some of the best Bitcoin nodes, like the Noddle 1. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. Remember, guys, if you don't run your own Bitcoin node, you're using someone else's. And now, if you're a digital nomad, you have no excuse, because you could run a Noddle node over a virtual private server anywhere around the world. Visit noddle.eu. Awesome. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the numbers first. Let me pull them up. Here we go. At the time of recording, Bitcoin price, look a little bump up. I like that. $23,860. Sats per dollar, $4,191. Bitcoin held in corporate treasuries, 1,491,338. Block height, 746,959. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 15,000. Amount of the Bitcoin percentage issued, 90.98%. Blocks of the halving, 93,041. Halving estimate, that date could not come any sooner. April 19th, 2024. Block subsidy value, 149,219. Block subsidy, 6.25 Bitcoin. Of course, that number gets cut in half when the halving gets here, which I'm really excited for. Anyways, so today we're going to talk about our favorite senator, as Bitcoiners, the infamous Elizabeth Warren. Let's cover this clown world, shall we? Yesterday, Elizabeth Warren went on CNBC and she released this press release. Look, even an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. Senator Warren in Wall Street Journal op-ed, the Fed's aggressive interest rate hikes risk triggering a recession, calls on Congress to do its part to fight inflation. Hold on a second. So Elizabeth Warren gets upset because the Fed is trying to fight inflation, which is why they're raising the rates, right? But then, right, she wants them not to do that. But at the same time, she calls on Congress to do its part to fight inflation. So many contradictions there. I don't understand. And it's not over. This morning, I saw this trending. And I looked. Into what it was, the Inflation Reduction Act, and I tweeted about it. Hold up. So they passed a bill called Inflation Reduction Act that prints more money. I don't know what world these people are living in, but it doesn't end there. Elizabeth Warren also wrote a letter today to the CEO of Fidelity. She wrote, "We write today to ask why Fidelity, a trusted name in the retirement industry, would allow plans the ability to offer plan participants exposure to Bitcoin." So, she wants to print more money. She's printing more money to fight inflation, supposedly. And then when people find a hope, to escape inflation. And this way, ideally, this is not the best way, because what you want to do is take Bitcoin into self-custody. But hey, some people do have 401ks. She's fighting against that. I don't think she gives a flying fuck about inflation. I really think this is about all power and control. And I have a quote from one of my favorite books, The Sovereign Individual. It says, in the 1980s, it was illegal in the United States to send a fax message. The U.S. Post Office considered faxes to be first-class mail, over which the 157 U.S. Post Office claimed an ancient monopoly. So, again, I think you're seeing an old system clash with a new system. This is total clown world. Elizabeth Warren, I hate is a strong word, so I'm not going to use that, but I really, really dislike her. She definitely doesn't have the interest of Americans at heart. She's proposing printing more money, which was the cause of the inflation in the first place. If people find sanctuary in Bitcoin, she can't have that either. So this is really about controlling people. Like, I can't see another alternative to this, right? And again, we're apolitical on this show. When the Republicans are in office, they do the same thing. They print more money. When the Democrats are in office, they print money too. But what I'm trying to say is the Democrats are supposed to be the party of the underdog, right? They're supposed to be the beast of the party of the person that's unbanked, right? The party of the poor. But all I'm seeing is just hurting the poor the most. Listen, inflation hurts the lower and middle classes the most. They don't have the wealth to park their money, their wealth in assets that benefit from asset inflation, like real estate, like equities, right? And that's how the rich get richer, right? So what the hell is going on, Elizabeth Warren? And mind you, Elizabeth Warren is also the most aggressive senator attacking Bitcoin's energy usage as well. So I think all of these attacks are insincere. I don't think she gives a fuck about the climate. I don't think she gives a fuck about people putting their 401ks in Bitcoin. I think she cares about maintaining power. That's what this is about. I don't see another, like, I don't get it. Wicked, am I wrong here? What are your thoughts on this? Am I a crazy conspiracy theorist?
No, man, I don't think you're crazy. By the way, can you hear me? I'm having a little bit of like a lag here.
You're coming in great. You're coming in great, brother.
Yeah, I mean, nice. Yeah, I mean, Senator Warren, right? I mean, I'm here in Boston, so I know all about Senator Warren, right? I think, I mean, even if she is, you know, coming at it from a place of genuine concern, she's just misinformed at the very least, right? At the worst, you know, she's being disingenuous. But either way, I think, you know, just like everyone else, she just needs to learn more about Bitcoin and how it can actually solve a lot of these issues.
Yeah, I just don't. I've been covering this for Simply Bitcoin for a year now. I just don't believe that it's misinformation, because, you know, to give him credit, even though he kind of exploded towards the end, Nick Carter released some incredible, you know, rebukes to a lot of the climate fund, very well researched. And it's funny because none of the propaganda hit pieces changed any of their language. Right. And that's a lot of the propaganda pieces that Elizabeth Warren references when she writes those letters. Right. So, yeah, man, I would like to believe it's with good intention. But remember what we always say, Bitcoin exposes everybody's incentives. Right. So, you know, and it's going to expose any corrupt, you know, power hungry politicians on the political left or the political right. That's the beauty of Bitcoin. Anyways, Opti, yeah. What are your thoughts on this, brother?
Well, I was just going to troll and say the Dems just want poors to be poorer. But who, what in the chat said it better than I could? Democrats love poor people so much that they want to make more. Like, oof, man. The double speak by politicians and bureaucrats is, I feel it's at an all-time high. But I've been saying clown world can't peak, and I've been wrong continuously. So I'm sure the double speak will get worse and worse as time goes on. But guys, you already know Bitcoin exposes people's incentives, and it's doing it in real time for you guys if you're following along, and we will post the receipt. So shouts out to you guys trying to FUD Bitcoin, because that's why we have content for this show.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. I really believe this is going to continue to escalate, and that's really why I wrote that letter, that, sorry, why I read that, that, that quote from the sovereign individual, right? They were literally attacking the fax machine because it was a competition towards, you know, this government operation. And the internet kind of did that, which is why you have the legacy media kind of scrambling to try to control narratives, right? The internet completely disintermediated information. And I think that what you're seeing now is the disintermediation of money, right? And a lot of these politicians, they get their power from being able to print money and create money out of thin air that everybody else has to work for. Bitcoin is essentially a silent protest and saying, I don't want to participate in that. And you have Elizabeth Warren trying to stop the floodgates, right? Anyways, interesting. We'll stay on top of it. Let's see how this goes. But yeah, man, I love Bitcoin's most unknown feature, and that is Bitcoin exposes everybody's incentives and exposes tyrants on all sides of the political aisle. Anyways, Opti, let's move on. Time for
the daily news.
Brought to you by CryptoCloaks.com. They make some of the best 3D printed Bitcoin merch, like the famous 3D printed Bitcoin grenade toy. It comes in any custom color your heart desires. This just happens to be in Simply Bitcoin colors or Bitcoin colors. Or what if you like Peter Schiff, like gold? That's right. He makes it in gold, any custom color. Definitely go check out CryptoCloaks. You can take advantage of the promo code down below to get 5% off. If you're in Europe, the European store is now open. Check out CryptoCloaks.com. All right, everybody. So we got a lot of banging news today. We're going to talk about Nayib Bukele, the bond situation, and we're going to talk about this awesome headline that I saw in Europe. This is how you know we are winning. Let's check it out. It's an article by the Financial Times. European banking regulator concerned about finding staff to oversee Bitcoin and shitcoins. A key regulator charged with overseeing Europe's landmark bid to regulate cryptocurrencies views its ability to hire specialized staff as a major concern, highlighting worries over authorities' capacity to supervise digital asset markets. Now, here's the thing, guys, right? So you can regulate shitcoins because they're not decentralized, but you can't regulate Bitcoin. That would defeat the entire purpose of Bitcoin, and that's why Bitcoin's decentralization is so important. And I think politicians like Elizabeth Warren know that. Anyways, Jose Manuel Campa, chair of the European Banking Authority, said his organization was also worried about the logistics of planning for its new powers. New powers love to give these unelected bureaucrats more powers, right? Since it will not know which digital coins it has authority for supervising until very close to 2025, when Europe's sweeping new crypto regulations are due to come into full force. Now, here's the thing, right? Can't regulate Bitcoin. You could regulate the on and off ramps, right? But you can't regulate. So eventually there's going to be a clash, right? We covered an episode. It's going to come out on Saturday. We did it with Chris from Bitcoin Magazine. They're trying to essentially fit the old system of surveillance and control on top of Bitcoin, and it's not going to work. But it doesn't mean they're not going to try anyways. Anyways, and this is really funny because, look, at the end of the day, why should you trust these people? There's a reason people are going to Bitcoin. There's a reason, right? The incentives are just much better. And again, you look at the old system and all they do is lie. Check this out. And again, the recession numbers came out today. I'm going to cover it a little bit. I'm not going to cover it the way Opti's going to cover it in the fail, because it definitely is a fail. But anyways, let's check it out. We're not in a macro environment that's pointing towards recession. We're in a macro environment that's pointing towards decreased growth. I'm not concerned about banks really cutting down credit. Now, you heard that, right? Now, here's the infamous video of the White House press secretary. And here she is. We're not in a recession, guys, because they are literally redefining what a fucking recession is. They're doing it in front of our eyes. Before I play this video, check this out, okay? This is Google, U.S. Recession, Financial Times, because I saw this article earlier on today. Check out the headline. U.S. enters technical recession after contraction in the second quarter growth. Yeah, the bureaucrats didn't like that. And you know what they did? They changed the goddamn title. U.S. economy shrinks for second consecutive quarter. I'm going to go back. U.S. enters technical recession. You click it. They changed the title. Yes, that's fucking 1984 vibes. But I'm not done. Here is the White House press secretary, and here's Peter Ducey. basically pressing her why they're changing the definition. Let's check it out.
Can barely hear the audio, Nico.
Yeah, I can't hear the audio.
Oh, hold on a second. Sorry about that. Let me fix that. Here we go. Sorry. Boom, boom, boom. Sorry, guys. I'm still getting used to the live. Bear with Nico. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Boom. All right.
Officials are trying to redefine recession.
No, we're not redefining recession.
If we all understand a recession to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth in a row, and then you have White House officials come up here to say, no, that's not what a recession is. It's something else. How is that not redefining recession?
Because that's not the definition. That is not the definition.
Brian Deese said in 2008, of course, economists have a technical definition, which is of a recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
I can tell you this.
And yesterday he said two negative quarters of GDP.
All right, I just can't. I can't continue watching it. The fucking gaslighting is insane, right? Just because, and it's like, guys, think back a little bit. There is no inflation. There is no recession. What's next? Like, and these are the people in charge of the money. So check this out. They printed an irresponsible amount of money. They took absolutely no responsibility. Governments are the cause of this recession. Governments are the cause of this inflation. Pandemic didn't do anything. It was the government response to the pandemic. And the worst part, they take no responsibility. Better yet, and when you try to get an escape valve, Elizabeth Warren goes and say, no, you can't do that. Dude, this is crazy. And I think the reason that I'm able to see this, Opti, it's just because I'm looking at it through the Bitcoin lens, right? Let's just say that. Anyways, Wicked, what are your thoughts, brother?
Yeah, I agree. I think once you start viewing things through the bright orange Bitcoin lens, and by the way, the orange in my background is the orange I'm talking about. You start to see things as they are, you know, and the lying, the cheating, the gaslighting becomes very apparent. They were saying there's no inflation. Now they're saying there's no recession. Next, they're going to be saying there's no job loss, no starvation, no death. I mean, at what point do they stop the gaslighting? I don't know.
They don't. As long as they control the money printer, there is no incentive for them to do that. Anyways, Opti. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, just on that first part of the regulators in EU, as I tweeted on Twitter, the Bitcoin brain drain is real and they are feeling it. All the best minds are going into Bitcoin, and we all know this because you guys are freaking epic out there. And then secondly, guys, the double speak, I said literally a minute ago that it can't reach an all-time high, and yet here we are where we're just so frustrated with what they're saying that it's just amazing. The gaslighting and the arrogance of these people to blatantly lie to everyone and then have the legacy media push those narratives. It really is atrocious, and it's almost hard not to get mad at it, because if it doesn't get your blood boiling right now, like, you're really not thinking critically, because they're lying to you straight face. And I don't know about you, but I don't really take it very well when people lie to me and I know they're lying to my face. Like, that is the biggest slap in the face that I can think of. And yet they're broadcasting this on all legacy media, guys. So as Wicked and Nico told you, Bitcoin is truth. Bitcoin exposes their incentive. And once you understand the game, which is a narrative game, it's very obvious what's going on. This is World War III. It's an information war, or rather, as I've been saying, it's a disinformation war. Hence why we continue to cover this FUD, continue to counter these narratives, because if we're not doing it, who else is going to do it? Legacy media isn't. A lot of other alternative content creators aren't doing it. So it's upon us to show up every single day and just continue to expose the hypocrisy, because we know that the orange is bright and orange, beautiful. And it's so much better on the Bitcoin standard. And we are not going to let these people ruin this opportunity because Bitcoin's here.
Preach.
And, yeah, there's no going back, guys. Burn the ships. Move forward on Bitcoin. Let's go.
Burn the freaking ships. That's absolutely right. There is no going back. We're not going back to a system of slavery. Anyways, a little bit of reality check. Let's talk about El Salvador. And I know that a lot of you guys clicked on this video for that reason. Let's check it out. Let's check out the situation. El Salvador bonds surge on Bukele's plan for buyback at market prices. And this is a little tricky, guys. Just a little refresher of what happened earlier on this year. Bitcoin bond sale flop deepens debt market rout in El Salvador, right? The famous Bitcoin bond that you're not hearing a lot of people talk about anymore, it stalled. There wasn't enough interest. I think Bukele might be in trouble here politically a little bit. We're going to talk about that. It says El Salvador's president Nayib Bukele announced plans to buy back the nation's dollar-denominated bonds due in 2023 and 2025, spurring a double-digit jump the price of the junk-rated securities. Bukele on Tuesday said in a series of tweets that he sent two bills to lawmakers that would lock in plans for a transparent, public, and voluntary purchase offer that will start in 6 weeks for the government debt at market prices. Finance Minister Alejandro Zelaya said the nation would use special drawing rights dispersed by the International Monetary Fund. What the fuck, right? Do you guys remember what the IMF said about El Salvador? IMF urges El Salvador to remove Bitcoin as legal tender is a headline from BBC. And do you remember what they did in Argentina? Argentine Congress approves IMF debt deal that would discourage crypto usage. So Nayib Bukele is negotiating with people that are hostile towards Bitcoin. The same reason that Elizabeth Warren is hostile towards Bitcoin, because it takes power away from them. And I think that's why this Bitcoin bond was so important. Anyways, Finance Minister Alejandro Zelaya said the nation would use special drawing rights dispersed by the International Monetary Fund, multilateral funding, and a new bond deal with the central bank to finance the purchases. The nation's dollar bond set to mature in January 2023 rose nearly 10 cents after the announcement to 86 cents. So that's at least good news, according to indicative prices compiled by Bloomberg. Bukele's Nueva Ideas party holds a two-thirds majority in El Salvador's unicameral legislation. Now, here's a question that I have for you guys. If El Salvador defaults on these bonds, perhaps due to a little bit of maliciousness from the IMF, you know, they're definitely not rooting for him. What's going to happen to him politically? And at the end of the day, he has an election coming up in 2024. And again, if you look at the Legislative Assembly, his party does hold a supermajority. They have 56 seats compared to the Arena, which was one of those traditional El Salvadorian parties. FMLN and the Arena were the two staple parties before Nueva Ideas' Nayib Bukele's party stepped in. So, yeah, man, I mean, yeah, they have a majority now, but look at the price of Bitcoin, right? It's 70% down. A lot of people don't understand it. And remember, we know that the legacy media is attacking El Salvador viciously. We try our best to debunk every one of those articles. But again, the people that he's negotiating with are also the people that don't want the Argentines to incentivize Bitcoin. And they're also the same people that literally told a sovereign country not to use Bitcoin as legal tender. Anyway, it really shows who's calling the shots, right? The country is approaching its one-year anniversary of adopting Bitcoin as legal tender, a move that, along with a shakeup in the stoked some uncertainty among both credit rating agencies and money managers. El Salvador is one of the emerging market nations most vulnerable to default, according to a Bloomberg intelligence analysis earlier this month. So, I mean, guys, this doesn't look very good. That's kind of like the feeling that I'm getting. You know, at least the election's 2024, right? And historically, Bitcoin tends to pump right before the halving and then during the halving, right? But man, like, this is a little scary, to be honest. What do you think, Wicked?
I'm not too scared. to be honest. I think it'll be fine. I mean, his election's in 2024, like you said. The bonds, you know, at 2025. And I don't know. I mean, even though he's kind of getting into bed with the IMF, I expect he won't negotiate any sort of terms that are negative towards Bitcoin. We'll see. But it seems like he's pretty hardened in his stance with regards to Bitcoin. So I'd be very, very surprised if he changes that view. The other thing, just noteworthy to mention, and this is from an article, you know, back in February, so about half a year after they adopted Bitcoin, the article said that El Salvador had a 30% increase in tourism, right? So, I mean, Bitcoin isn't just helping El Salvador by being on its balance sheet or by the people benefiting from, remittances and other things that Bitcoin helps with, but it's also increasing their economy through tourism significantly. So I think there's multiple angles that are very, very positive for El Salvador. And even though, you know, it seems like they're having a little bit of trouble with the bonds, I think there's so many other benefits that Bitcoin has brought that they'll be fine.
Bullish as hell. And we got some people in the comments that are agreeing with you. At Jamie Garcia, he says, Salvadorians aren't judging Bukele or new ideas on the price of Bitcoin or Chivo or anything to do with Bitcoin. And then we have Extemos. He says, he's still going to win the elections, bro. I can guarantee you that he's not just about Bitcoin. He's also rebuilding the country, doing things for the people. And we have Sandy Scholes, Bukele also getting the gangs under control. And that's absolutely true. We had an episode, I think it was on Tuesday, where we went through the fact that the GDP numbers were up. I think it's like 10%, the highest in El Salvador's history in like 40 years. And we also know that the murder rate went down as well. So yeah, man, I see the ominous clouds of the machine turning. I see Elizabeth Warren. I see the IMF. I see these very powerful institutions. And I'm like, holy crap, man, there's going to be a clash eventually. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts, brother?
Well, as one of the people that increased the tourism in El Salvador this year, one thing that I did notice when I was down there is how much people love Bukele. So the legacy media can FUD him all they want, but the people from their country know that he's doing good and trying to do good. He's a young leader that is actually trying to make their country better. And what you were saying reminded me of this tweet that I saw this morning by Samson Mao. And I think it perfectly sums everything up. And he goes, El Salvador is constantly attacked in the media because the legacy players fear that more countries will follow them to adopt a Bitcoin standard. Guys, this is the narrative. This is why every other day, Bloomberg and the likes are trying to FUD what they're doing over there. Because if El Salvador is successful, if they take their country out of poverty and out of the bad situation that they're in using the Bitcoin standard and furthermore, you know, building up their society, it's going to be really good marketing for Bitcoin. And they do not want other countries to find the escape hatch that is Bitcoin. And then guys, just as a memetics guy, just as someone that loves memes, it's our meme world and they're just living in it. He's going to get the election is going up the same year and around the same time as the halving, guys. Just can't make stuff up like this. It's beautiful, guys. It's our meme world and they're just living in it. We are the best memers and they can't counter you freaking autistic Bitcoiners out there shitposting all day, every day. Let's go.
All right. So, and I also got a comment from Jamie Garcia here that they have the ability to service the debt. They meet their obligations during the pandemic when income was down. And Extemos also said, getting rid of the gangs is more important to many people than Bitcoin, at least for the ones who don't know yet. And that's absolutely true. Anyways, very interesting stuff, Opti. It's time for
The Daily Fail.
Brought to you by Swan. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plan, instant purchases, and it's serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. What we advocate for on Simply Bitcoin is dollar cost averaging, and our values align with Swan, right? They incentivize self-custody. They want you to take self-custody. They don't want you to leave it on the app. And they incentivize DCA, right? Which is, in our opinion, the best way to stack Bitcoin without, you know, speculation, whatever. Spread out the risk over a number of days. Swan.com.
All right, guys. Well, we already covered some of this stuff, but the context that you were missing for the video that Nico played for you is this video yesterday. And I did cover a lot of these videos yesterday on our fail. So let's just play this for a second. I hope the audio comes through.
No, the audio is not going to work on that. The audio only works on Chrome.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you guys already know. It just says this guy, economic advisor, basically says two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of recession. Then we follow Jean Pierre, who says if, you know, two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth is not how you define a recession. And then let's just keep going down memory lane. Again, Janet Yellen 4 days ago said that the economy shows no signs of recession. And let's just go into her thinking. So Janet Yellen says on Sunday that growing consumer spending, industrial output, credit quality, and other economic indicators don't suggest the economy is in a recession, although she acknowledged that inflation is way too high and straining the system. And she adds, this is not an economy that is in the recession. Remember, this was 4 days ago. Now, let's just see what else she says. Businesses and consumers are seeing the economy slow after a rapid growth spurt last year, which brought the labor market back to life after the pandemic. But this transitional slowdown is unnecessary and appropriate given the rapid changes. Again, you don't see any of the signs. Now a recession is a broad-based contraction that affects many sectors of the economy. We just don't have that. But she acknowledged the impact of an uncommonly high inflation numbers. Further, she said she expects federal government policies aimed at controlling inflation to be successful. And we'll end it with, we've cut the deficit by a record $1.5 trillion this year. Remember how much they printed? Okay, we've seen gas prices just in recent weeks come down by about 50 cents, and there should be more in the pipeline. And hopefully we will pass a bill that will lower prescription drug costs and maintain current levels of healthcare costs. Yes, Janet Yellen, this is exactly what has caused this inflation. And furthermore, guys, I bring this article up not to break it down, but again, to just add to more evidence of the framing of legacy media. And just look at the framing. U.S. economy, like Nico said, U.S. economy shrinks for a second quarter, raising recession odds. So the odds of a recession are high, guy. The U.S. economy shrank for a second straight quarter, raising chances of a recession as decades high inflation undercut consumer spending and Fed Reserve interest rates. So we already know all this. So again, I found this by Forbes, and I wanted to find what the official recession definition was. And the most popular view of a recession is by economist Julius Shiskin in 1974. And is, as we've been saying, that essentially it is two consecutive quarters of declining GDP. This is a definition of recession that has become a standard over the years. And again, if you remember the videos from yesterday, you remember, or maybe it was 2 days ago, sorry, that they were saying, the PR was saying that only according to the National Bureau of Economic Research will they recognize a recession. So let's see how they recognize a recession. So NBER has its own definition of what constitutes a recession, namely a significant decline in economic activity spread across the economy lasting more than a few months, normally visible in real GDP, real income, employment, industrial production, and wholesale retail sales. And as you can see, their definition is a little more flexible. Guys, even by that definition, it still seems like we are in a recession because it's lasted for more than a few months. Like, what is going on here, guys? The doublespeak. And of course, today, this morning, we got the breaking news that the U.S. is officially in a recession based on that statistic or that heuristic of two consecutive negative quarter GDP growth. Like Bitcoin Mag is saying, Bitcoin is the escape hatch. So again, I had to add BTC Archive because he just goes, lays out the numbers perfectly. US GDP was 0.9% in Q2, and it was negative 1.5% in quarter one. That's a motherfucking recession, sir. Again, continuation on the double speak from the powers that be and Big Brother. I saw this going around Twitter this morning, and apparently Wikipedia, y'all know how much we love Wikipedia, but apparently there's been 38 edits to the recession page on Wikipedia in the last 3 days, attempting to change the definition of recession. And guess what they took out? As you can see, they removed the two consecutive quarters GDP line from the Wikipedia post. So that ain't a recession, Jack, because we are just going to redefine the term of a recession. And let's just continue. I love this tweet by Zero Hedge because it perfectly lays out what we've been saying for weeks now, that all the economists who 1 year ago promised inflation was transitory agree that we are not in a recession. What's the saying, guys? There's nothing more official than the official denial. So as Nico kept tweeted this morning, Nico was on fire this morning, guys. And he goes, it went from there is no inflation to there is no recession real quick. And we put on our Twitter, there's no inflation, there's no recession. And soon they will say there's no gas and food shortages. So guys, what is actually going on out here? Because as you guys know, we've been following along on this for a while, and all the signs are pointing that there is a recession, and Big Brother is doing whatever doublespeak they can to try to confuse the masses and, as I told you, divert them from the real information. Again, this is World War III. This is a disinformation war. And what are they doing? They are distracting you with fake news so that you do not get on the scent of what is actually going on, guys. We are completely unhinged, and they are lying straight to your face. Stack Bitcoin, because we know what's going on. The economy is fucked, guys, and it's not looking good out there. So are we in a recession, guys? Well, technically, we're not in a recession, but I know you feel it. I know you see it. It's pretty obvious what is actually going on. But anyways, Nico, jump in. What's your thoughts?
I mean, dude, like, first of all, you did a fucking great job. Like, you know, you have all the receipts, right? That's what we try to, you know, bring on the show. Like, we always put our sources down in the link description, you know, so, you know, don't trust us. You could verify yourself, right? Dude, this is ridiculous. Like, this is ridiculous. If you use their own definitions, we're in a recession. But just like they changed the CPI, right? They changed it back in the, you know, the late 1970s, early 80s, when the US had this level of inflation rate. We had totally different metrics than we have now, right? If we use the same metrics that we used in the 70s and 80s, the inflation rate would be a lot higher. The official inflation rate would be a lot higher. So again, here you have it. You have government officials that are literally changing the definitions of things to make themselves look good, because we are in a midterm year in the United States. And then to add the cherry on top, when people try to find refuge in a system that the government can't control, dude, Elizabeth Warren knocks on the door. Anyways, Wicked, what are your thoughts, brother?
Yeah, I don't know if I have much to add here. I'm no economist, so I don't really know what the definition of recession is either. but it does seem like they just, you know, they're just changing it on us to fit whatever narrative they're trying to shill. So I don't know. Like, we'll see. I mean, one thing I would say is I do think the United States is padded to a certain extent, you know, probably because we have we still have the world reserve currency, the dollar strengthening, yada, yada, yada. So like, we may not feel the pain nearly as much as other places in the world. Like, I know that there are plenty of other places in the world that are struggling a lot more than we are here. So in that regard, you know, maybe the United States won't, you know, feel this quote unquote recession nearly as badly as other places. But you know, we're not the only people in the world, right? So you have to look outside of the US and see like the whole picture, see how the world's kind of falling apart, not only here, but abroad.
Beautiful. You muted, Nico.
Thanks, Opti. Yeah, to add to that, though, it's kind of messed up, right? Because the United States, like, they outsource their debt, right? So because they have the world reserve currency, right? Dude, they print, and basically any country that's holding dollars gets to foot the bill, basically. So yeah, like, you're absolutely right when it's like, yeah, the U.S. isn't the only country. However, because the U.S. is the world reserve currency, it's extremely important what the U.S. Central Bank does, because it affects everybody. Because everybody's using the dollar or holding government bonds, U.S. government bonds, right?
Yep. And I mean, that explains why El Salvador went with Bitcoin, right? I mean, it makes sense that a dollarized country would adopt Bitcoin first. So it's kind of
absolutely
an interesting point.
100%. Opti, where's the next point. Fail, brother?
Yes, I do have one more fail. I am going to break down this article here that was on Blockworks, because I think there is a lot of signal here, guys. And it goes, the headline, Meta Metaverse Unit has lost $5.7 billion this year. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said, its metaverse ambitions represent a very expensive undertaking, but sees trillions in unlocked value. So let's get into this. Meta's overall quarterly revenue fell for the first time to $28.8 billion, missing estimates of $28.9 billion. Its Reality Labs, the social media giant's metaverse division, saw second quarter sales sink 35% to $452 million. So let's get into this article. CEO Mark Zuckerberg might be bullish on the metaverse, but their pivot into virtual reality has so far weighed heavily on its balance sheet. Meta reported a second quarter loss of $2.8 billion in its Reality Labs division on Wednesday, adding to a $2.9 billion loss in this year's first quarter. Oof. Then continuation. In Reality Labs has lost $5.7 billion for Meta this year, and last year it posted an annual loss of $10.2 billion, bringing the combined loss to almost $16 billion. Remember what they do. They are the social media giant's metaverse division. So, metaverse division has lost $16 billion in a year and a half. Let's continue. The division, which is in charge of producing metaverse-related technologies such as virtual reality hardware and software, posted quarterly sales $452 million. That's nearly 35% drop. That's what it covered. But Zucks remains positive about the long-term outlook. On Wednesday, he said artificial intelligence is the key driver of Meta's business moving forward, followed by the emergence of the metaverse. The segment is still a solid opportunity as it enables deeper social experiences irrespective of where people are, and could unlock trillions of dollars over time. And then he goes, this is obviously a very expensive undertaking over the next several years, but as the metaverse becomes more important in every part of how we live, from our social platforms and entertainment to work and education and commerce, I'm confident that we're going to be glad that we played an important role in building this. Guys, I don't have any more evidence on this one, except to just say they are losing tons of money in the metaverse. And as we know, Bitcoiners, as we are in this bear market, shitcoins get slayed in the bear market. And in my opinion, the metaverse is a complete shitcoin. I do not believe that it is adding social cohesion and more whatever connection between people. From what I hear, most people don't want to be in the metaverse. And like, I personally don't believe it's the future, guys. In my opinion, the metaverse is no different than NFT shitcoins or ICO shitcoins. This is just the current rage. We shall see where this goes. But as I told you guys consistently all week, if price is a signal and it signals information, and this is supposedly a free market, if you are losing a lot of money in a product, what does that mean to a Austrian economist like us? It means that humans do not want to take part in whatever you are selling. So as much as Zucks can think that they are pushing the boundaries and pushing the limits of human interactions, I would beg to differ. It looks like you are losing a lot of money and you are betting on the wrong horse, Zucks. So I would, recommend that maybe your Meta company, remember, they also created their shitcoin Libra, which they nuked. So, Zucks, if you really want to improve your platform, if you really want to take market share, you need to start incorporating Bitcoin, because the metaverse is not the way. No one wants to be stuck on Sword Art Online for the future. Guys, this is literally an anime movie in recreation. And Zucks is like, this is the future, guys. We are all going to be in the metaverse. You are never going to, you know, interact with people. And furthermore, guys, we know that most of the metaverse narrative got pushed because of the pandemic, because humans weren't ever going to interact with each other again and all this yada, yada, yada. You will never handshake people. Guys, we know way better than this. The future of humanity is built on Bitcoin. It's not going to be on Zuck's metaverse. He can claim that there will be trillions of value unlocked. But in my opinion, guys, this is just another shitcoin hype cycle, and it will fizzle out. And I think the data is there. They're losing tons of money, and they're just doubling down. So have fun, Zucks. Have fun staying poor. Have fun in the metaverse, because I am not going. Anyways, Nico, I know that was a little different than usual, but what's your thoughts on that one?
Dude, like, that's the wet dream of the Party of Davos, of the World Economic Forum people, you know, the old nothing, you'll be happy, you know, that's all about it. What better for these world elites if, you know, people don't own property in real life, they own property in the digital realm. Like, you know, that's the wet dream for these people. Like, in terms of Zuck, right, pivoting from Facebook to Meta, the Facebook business model was dying. People, especially the younger generation, people are just not signing up to Facebook anymore. So he's hoping, right, that he pivots to this virtual reality thing. Now, I have tried the virtual reality, the Oculus thing. It's cool, but then you get bored after 10 minutes. Like, it's really like that, you know? It doesn't replace real life. Is it going to be, you know, as successful as Facebook? I think it's too early to tell. It's just not my cup of tea. That's my opinion on that. Anyways, Wicked, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've done the Oculus thing. It's entertaining for a little bit, but it's very constraining, right? Like, you can't really, I mean, the headset sucks. It's heavy. The battery runs out quickly. You can't go outside of, you know, your small little zone that you've outlined. I think it's really an issue with the limitation in technology. I could see some sort of augmented reality in the future being interesting. I could see if they were able to somehow, like, you know, I mean, you've seen the Black Mirror episode where, like, you put the little thing on your head and then you pass out and then you're in there and you actually feel like you're in there, right? I think it's the sensation. It's not just a visual thing. You need to actually feel it, right? That's why you get bored, because you don't fucking feel anything. So, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't know if that will ever happen, if they'll ever figure out how to bring us there. But what it is now ain't working, you know what I'm saying? So
I agree. Let's see. Technology does get better over time. Let's see if, Zuck manages to pull this off. Anyways, totally a fail though. Opti, let's move on, brother. It's time for
the Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Citadel 21. It's the best Bitcoin culture zine. It's stories, articles, comics by actual Bitcoiners. This is the artwork for Volume 10. This is the artwork for Volume 11. And this is the artwork for Volume 2. Volume 2 is almost sold out because there's only 1,000 physical copies made per volume. Guys, get your physical prints of Citadel 21 today before they run out.
All right, guys. I am here for the meme review because I am the meme guy. And here we got Pedro. Shouts out to Pedro at retweet. And he goes, Ethereum hard forks be like. Much wow, much innovation. Okay, next one. This one is by W2F Fukamoto. And it's got the white rabbit with the Bitcoin eye. And he goes, we can't just vote the frauds away. The time has come to disobey. Be brave and have that Bitcoin twinkle in your eye. Next, we got to the meme factory that doesn't exist, and it goes, it's got a I don't know what you would call this, like a city Chad version, a metropolitan Chad and couple, and it goes, people who enjoy memes and the people who make memes all strung out on Redbook Red Bull and whatever that white powder is, Neem Factory. Sheesh. And then this is like a pure meme factory meme review here we got. So the next one's by @LabraHodl. Of course I had to throw in some recession memes. There is no recession. And it's from that Netflix Bird Box movie where she has the blinders on. And you know, if you see what is going on, then you get murked. And then on continuation of the Coinbase fail, we got Sherlock Hoddles, and it goes, leaked footage of Coinbase internal training program for their employees. And it's a bunch of people in the gym looking like criminals doing their exercises. So, of course, we have to dunk on Coinbase because they've been in the news and we've been showing you that, man, is Coinbase a criminal organization? Who knows? But once you get slayed by the plebs on Twitter, the narrative is set and the trial, judge, and jury. So, next one. This was tagged with us this morning by RDBTC. And he goes, quote, no, the fuck you ain't. And it goes, me, maybe I'll take a little profit at the top. And then again, me, no, the fuck you ain't. Yes, yes. And then, guys, I've been adding a little twist to our meme reviews because I really believe that sometimes words can be better memes than picture. And like I've been telling you guys for a while, Bitstein is one of the goats in memes. And I freaking love this post right here. So he goes, what I like about Bitcoin culture is that it is diverse, organic, and evolving. One mission, many tribes. What I don't like about anti-Bitcoin culture is that it seeks to universally colonize and subordinate every last person to their own personal tribal inclinations. Bitstein gets the horns on that one. Man, what a good, good meme review, guys. Let me see. What do I have over here? Here we go. We are going to give it some nail clippers.
All right. Kind of gross, but I like the score. Anyways, guys, rate the meme. Literally, go in the comment section. Now we're doing it live. You can rate the meme and I will pop it up on air. Anyways, I'm going to give it some chancletas, or also known as sandals. Yeah, that's right. My mom, every time she'd get upset with me when I was younger, she'd just... Taka,
taka, taka, Latino taka, confirmed. Taka, taka,
taka. Optimus knows. If he didn't, I would be suspicious. Anyways, Wicked, what are your thoughts, brother? What would you give those memes?
I will give it a travel-sized tube of Colgate toothpaste.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome meme, right? Let's wait for the comments. Mr. Robot says LMFAO. No, LMAO. Yeah. And Elaine says CB Mafia. Anyways, we're moving on. Guys, literally subscribe. No, tune in. Subscribe to us on alternative video platforms. Check out Rumble. Check out Bitcoin TV. And of course, join our awesome Telegram group. It's down in the link description. You could literally link us memes to review. It's awesome. BTC Pins gives the memes. I rate these S9 pins from Crypto Cloaks. Yep, check out Crypto Cloaks. There's a promo code down below, and Extemos gives them an empty Donald Duck OJ. That is the best score of the day. That is the best score of the day. Anyways. All right, boys. Opti, there was an open source software release. I gotta do the fucking ad, brother.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't think it popped up. It popped up after. We're still getting used to this.
All right, good. Guys. So, I gotta do the ad, my dude.
Oh.
Oh, man. All right. Give us 1 second. Here we go. All right. God damn it, Opti. All right, guys, don't store your seed on paper. Paper sucks. It's literally not waterproof. It's not fireproof. Your dog can eat it. You don't want to be that person that gets stuck storing their Bitcoin seed on a piece of paper. Store it on metal, like the Cypher Grid or the Cypher Wheel. It's the best place to store your seed. Visit cyphersafe.io. Opti, it's all you.
All right, guys. Well, now it's time for the software release. And as you can see on the screen, We got a new release by Ellen Bitts, 0.9.1. And as you can see, the on-chain wallet and SatsPay server update, you get a little hot fix and you get some on-chain wallet, formerly known as Watch Only, scrapes for funds, gives total balance. SatsPay server now shows pending balance and keeps updated via mempool.space. Let's go. And then it pushes payments going to a wallet on an LN URL pay or LN address. And of course, guys, make sure you listen to us on all our audio platforms. We are on Apple. We are on Anchor. We are on Spotify. And if you're on Fountain, part of the Value for Value community, we will take your sats if you enjoy the show. Thanks for listening, guy. Absolutely. We love you.
Absolutely. Bang, Arang, thank you, bro, for the comment. Elaine, thank you so much for coming always. Appreciate it. Guys, that was our show. Before we go, I want to give a very special shout out to our awesome clothing sponsor, RepresentLTD.com. They make the best comfy, stylish clothing. It's freaking awesome. I'm wearing the Represent hoodie. I literally wear it all the time. You see me in the airport, I will be wearing it. They don't pay me for that. It's literally because it's stylish, it's comfortable. He makes Bitcoin merch. He's making Simply Bitcoin merch. Check it out. You can take advantage of the promo code down below to get 10% off RepresentLTD.com. Guys, that was our show. It was a live show. We're going to continue to do these live shows. We really enjoyed them. We love the audience interaction as well. So we're going to continue doing them. Because it's live, it's not going to be as smooth as, you know, the pre-recorded show. But I think you guys like that. It's more raw, right? It's more authentic, I guess. So bear with us while we do this, the transition. It's going to take a little bit of time. You know, 2 or 3 weeks from now, it's going to be a full live show. So, but we're going to have live show episodes sprinkled in everywhere. And then we're going to have pre-recorded episodes. So just bear with us while we make the transition. We want to bring you guys awesome Bitcoin pleb content. Guys, that was our show. It really helps us out if you smash that like button. And of course, if you want to continue hearing the Bitcoin news from the pleb perspective, the catastrophic fails from the shitcoiners, government, central banks, Bitcoin culture, everything, your number one source for the Bitcoin revolution, definitely consider subscribing to Simply Bitcoin. And guys, we will see you on the next one.
Which one's the best crypto asset? Well, Bitcoin's the best crypto asset. Okay. What's the second best? There is no second best.